you next week. We'll have a special guest next week too. Why not? This was a morning after show. My name's still Osvaldo Perez, and I'll see you soon.
Children now, the smile on your face is a mask that you don every day. Gray smoke drifts from your lit cigarette. At the diner, you spell out your name in the fog on the windows, reflecting your past. Do you want to play in the park? Do you stay out way past dark when the streetlights go out and the moths depart? You said in a scene built for two.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the morning after show, hosted by Oswaldo, and that track was Deprecado, I don't know how to pronounce that, by Ben Everyman. I really want to know if that's his real last name. That would be awesome. But anyway, I am going to play an awesome tune that I have been running around and dancing to all week. Pretty much on repeat, and it's great. This is Yeser off their album Odd Blood. This is Monde Green. Great, great tune. Enjoy. All right. So that was Yesayer. Really good stuff. Like I said, I've been playing that tune on repeat while I've been going slightly more crazy during exams, which is what I'm doing. Well, right now I'm sitting here, but what I will be doing. On that note, because of my exams, I have not prepared a show beyond playing that track. But instead, since my exam is on feminism and feminist philosophy and sexual ethics and all sorts of other fun things, I'm going to play a bunch of things that have women members in their band. Just to, you know, get me in the mindset for writing, is it like 2.5 hours on sexual ethics? Really interesting stuff. But I really do need to get into the mood for it. So the first track I'm going to play is by someone or some group named Candle, with a K. I have no idea what it's going to sound like. I have no idea if it's going to be any good or bad. There's a picture of a girl on the cover. She seems nice. And on the back is a picture of the back of her head. This is all I know. So we're going to hopefully enjoy it. And this is the first track off the album called Know My Name. Or it could also be, due to the spacing, Know My Nam. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm very much out of my element. But hopefully it'll be good. This is Candle, Know My Name.
Didn't know it was done. Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Corner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right. And yeah, so that last track was by Russian Circles. Not really feminist music at all. Not only, well, I think it's just three dudes. I think so. Yeah, just three dudes. But really awesome and very epic. And apparently they came to Vancouver in March. I didn't know this. I'm very sad now. I'm very sad. I have it from a very authoritative source that there were only three girls at that show. But nonetheless, it was very enjoyable. Was it enjoyable? I got a nod. It was enjoyable. Very good stuff. So, you know, that was just like a little break. And before we go back to things with women in them, it's a weird topic. There's a lot into it. We've been learning a lot about how social institutions continually attempt to instigate oppression over women by men, and how power struggles, and about how sexual harassment in the workplace, and about like how the legal system is defined by men but then applied to women, all these very interesting things. We read papers on how the dynamic of women sexually harassing men works, all sorts of very, very interesting things. I thoroughly recommend people read about this stuff. Some great, interesting things about it. I'm going to think about something slightly more substantive to say after, but first we're going to listen to Beach House, who has a girl in it. At least. Doesn't it? Yeah, it does. That's what I thought. I've been living under a rock for the past 3 weeks. This is Beach House off their new album, Bloom. This is Myth. Thank you. All right, so that last track was by a band named Cookie Buster off their album When Flying Was Easy. Their album is very colorful, and at the back of it, all their songs are displayed in a crossword form. It's all filled in, so you don't have to guess what the song is. It would be really cool if they gave you hints. But anyway, that was the track Cut Me Focus. Really good stuff. I don't know anything about them other than everything looks very colorful. Oh, sorry, I can't read. It's Cookie Duster. Oh, dear, this is not boding very well for my exam in 2 hours. I cannot tell the difference between a B and a D. But anyway. So I was thinking something quite interesting that we've been learning in feminist class that is worth thinking about was one feminist writer, she mentioned that the term sex, like as a thing, as an action, is defined by a male's like a male point of view and defined by like how heterosexual sex works with like penetration and all your normal fun. But the idea is that she is like a lesbian theorist was arguing that that concept doesn't apply to what lesbians do. They can't rightly be said to have sex because that's not really accurate of the lesbian experience. And then she uses this to pretty much argue that because the word sex doesn't really correspond to the experience that lesbians have, she's like, it's just really, there's no language that we have to describe it. There's no set of words that you can use that accurately describe the experience. And for her, she's just like, there's this whole section of society whose opinions and experiences have no corresponding language. And this is like this huge sort of theoretical problem in addition to having practical implications, but it's the idea that there are people who don't have, like, in our society that we talk to every day, that might not have a language to describe their experiences, and it talks about the relation between, like, you can have an experience and nothing can change that, but if you want to communicate it or if you want to understand it, you need the proper set of concepts. And you won't know that your concepts are lacking unless, you know, A, unless you've had that experience, and B, you really probe through your own experience. And she wrote this in, like, this awesome 4-page paper. I thoroughly recommend reading it. Her name's Fry. What's her first name? Marilyn. My ephemeral authorities have said her first name is Marilyn. Marilyn Fry. F-R-Y-E? Yes. Really interesting stuff, and about how the relation between concepts and experience will inevitably shape the way we live our lives. Really, really interesting stuff. I really hope we get to write about that on my exam. I really hope I get to write about it. We get to write about it on our exam. That's it. All right, anyway, next track we've got is one of a great band, great Vancouver outfit, Tyrannahorse, off their album Garbage Bears. I've played this like a bunch of times, but it's really good, so I'm going to do it again. This is AA Foreplay, off the album by Tyrannahorse.
We are to be. Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
All right, and I would like to remind anyone who doesn't know that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So my show is almost done, and it's come to my attention that some of you might not know what this is, because I didn't say anything. This is Mantis Cabinet. Very soon will have been Mantis Cabinet. My name is Alex. I sit in this chair. I play music. Usually I know what music I'm playing. Today I don't. This last track was Girls Would Kill. Look rich, talk cheap. Sounds like my life. No, I don't even look rich. More like look cheap, talk cheap, act cheap. That's a little bit more accurate of who I am. But nonetheless, and I have a lovely smile. My mother, when I told her I was on radio, she's like, oh, perfect, you've got a face for radio. Thanks, Mom. Thanks. It's one thing to hear a very old joke, which isn't terribly funny, told to you. It's another to hear it from your mother who thinks she's funny. Great. But anyway, this is probably one of the last tracks I'm going to play. Actually, most definitely. There's still 10 minutes left, and it's not a terribly prog show, so it's not like I'm just going to play one track. This is Kimbra. I don't know what that is, but we're gonna find out. Her debut album, Vows. And this is Two Way Street. Enjoy.
I feel the four become five. And I'm waiting for you to walk down the boulevard and to take me. But the moment you two-way street.
beside our names, but I couldn't care for the history. When I've got you in front of me, the cars could all collide. The shards of glass won't catch my eye, because you're almost by my side. We're counting down at the gray light, and there's no conspiracy behind the way to hide space. When life is a two-way street,
life is a two-way street.
And I think I'm ready.
That was Kimbra off her new album, Vows. That came out on my birthday in New Zealand. It came out in Canada and North America on May 22nd, but came out earlier in New Zealand and Australia. And yes, that was about, she's my age too. What do you know? Look at that. Look at that. And I think that was her only... Yeah, that's her only album. She's released a few singles since 2005 and has been featured on a few albums, including As Tall as Lions, which is quite a good band. Great! And on